Blog hey, Talk how y'all Radio. Doing
today? How y'all doing today? And today we want to talk about school. We're talking about education and things of that nature. What we want to do today is just continue the motivation, and we want to address some facts that need to be heard. Basically, what's going on is we're talking about schools and teaching the next generation. The next generation, aided by the woman, being that she creates them in her womb, which is now considered to be triple darkness. She is the creator of her children, and she is the one that does the teaching. The fact that they can snatch the children with a yellow bus and bus them to another location where they are systematically or gradually given information that erases their greatness. So, looking at others who have been through that process and feel that they are inferior or superior, they feel that they are superior, but they are in fact inferior because the teachings or the programming has led them to believe that those who captured them were right, and they fell in love with their oppressors, they fell in love with their enemies. So you have those, which I will not put the name out, those who sat under people and learn their information towards giving it to your children and want you to think that if you put your child in a school, that they will be smart. They want you to think that if you put your child in a school, you should not be guilty. You are guilty of abandoning your children when you put them in school. In this day and time, you can learn the things that we need to overturn the tricks and traps of that which you call oppressors. Those who oppress are geared and programmed to do what they do, because if they don't, they feel that once your child comes up, that your child will be in place to take their child's place. So as you sending them to them, they're actually dumb down your child, so your child won't have the advantage over their child that's present, their child in the future, great-grands, and all throughout what they call time. So this is something that the women need to stop, and that's why you were told to stop, and were given this message by those who were colored, who did the flag of color blue. This blue was to represent what they call Israel. And then those who came with the color green, which was blue and yellow. The yellow represent caution, but the caution in yellow was what we call Elohim. So Elo, yellow, Elohim, the sound of those who came as the host of the planet or what you call angels, Anunnaki, or what we call Elohim. So, what is being said right now is that you have to get yourself together so you will know what school is. You want to put your child in a school, but you don't understand that the word school is not a good word. It means underworld. It means to go against that which you are. It's trickery. You see, they use a lot of different things. Like they give games of friendly competition. There's no such thing as a friendly competition when you're using and exerting your energy to win a certain rule in a game. Soccer, football, basketball. These are times of division where one side and the other side is not the same side. Anytime you have not the same, you have division. If you have division, you have diversion. You were diverted from the unity in a 24-hour period, 24-hour time. Just like you have baseball, football, hockey, you know, and these sports sports that hurt us more than help us. For some who say that they came out the animalistic kingdom and they not warring because they're having a sports game and folly, that's because of their point of view, from their situation. We as the children of the Elohim. Now, when you say children of Elohim, we're not talking about youngsters. We're talking about after the age of 13, you are grown by nature. The system of education, the same school you wanted to put your children in, that divides them up and tell them that pink represent women and blue represent men. This is the color game that you continue want to play because you don't know no better, and I don't blame you. This is not a blaming game. This is an information game. The word game is the word gammy. The word gammy means to bring together. So when they do bring you together in the arena, in the game, if you're sitting on the spectators or you down in the field as a slave, when you sign the contract to baseball and someone owns that, you are their property. Still doing the things that's not getting you out of the trap that's called slavery. So the children that you want to put in school, you're giving your child away. Instead of taking the time to say, you know what, I created you in my womb. And while you was creating them in your womb, you already let the adversary, the enemy, the devil, the ones that you hate, into your life, between your legs, taking you every step in your pregnancy because you did not know do it. So you have someone that you call doctors who previously we call medicine men, who previously we call witch doctors. But now in this time, 2020, in my absence of 40 years, you have just went over the board and said, well, you know what? We refuse to learn and earn our way. We're going to put it on them because they are our servants. They're not your servants. You have become a slave to the people that you hold accountable for giving you their education. That's not your education. Education is a word that basically is two words, edit conversation. Education is edit conversation, where you have a conversation, you write it down, now you become the author. No one disputes it, so now over a period of time, you become the authority of what you said, what you've written, you become the authority. You take that authority of what you said, call it education, edit, conversation. You put it in a building. Now you got rules to the building. Call it a school. The word school, S-C-H-O-O-L, is the same as S-H-O-E-L. S-H-O-E-L. So now you have a shul or a school. Then you say, well, this school represents when fishes come together in schools. But that's not fishes come together in school. That's not the learning process for those who are what we call supreme beings that was chosen by the host of the planet called angelic or angels. Then they got to think about it. So you want your child, because your mama and your grandmama and your granddad wanted you to go to the school so you could learn, but they did not understand because they didn't have the time to think about what was going on in their lives. And the truth of your capture in America and around the world, the truth of your capture in a capital environment was not completely known to the host, because the frequency or time of the angelic realm and the time of humans is different. They say a day with the Lord is 1,000 years. So your 1,000 years is almost like a day to the angels. So in the time of your slavery, and the reason you went to slavery is because you didn't adhere to the rules that we had gave you. We told you need to stop every 7 days. Stop. And do certain things. That's what they call rituals. Rituals considered to be rites. So if you don't stop, it was already written orally, spoken, written by the scribes, that you would be a Sabbath breaker. And being a Sabbath breaker, you would incur the wrath of those who were being trained to be civil. Your job as a one chosen is to be a civilizer, not to be civil. So when you talk about civil rights, you're not talking about your position. When you're talking about equality to be with the civil, you're not talking about your rights as a civilizer. This has been said by certain groups that you didn't like, because the preachers didn't like, because the preachers were already given their assignment by the political caste system, which is called politics, to keep you away not only from what they call the movement of Pan-Africanism. They wanted you to stay within the borders of what we call the United States of America. So, today we're talking about school, just to remind you the subject. You want your child to go to a good school, but the schools, as you see, created to keep you away from everything that's possible in America and around the world. They want you to be slaves for them. They want to be on top because you want to be equal to something that's not equal, never will be equal to you. You have to rise up to your full potential. And the first way to do it is to be the guardian, the nourisher of that which you create, to understand the process of the anatomy of the body, to understand the process of germinating birth, to understand the healing that you need so you will be optimum. When we talk about optimum, you're full who you be. To learn about your energy, to learn about your solid, that you are solid, that you are liquid, that you are a gas within that body, that you are in that body as energy, and to learn your energy and how to travel on earth in that body and how to perceive through your senses and connect with your higher senses. That's called ESP. These are the things that one needs to learn. Now, getting back to the children that you call children, which is a duplication, you have to start to think of yourself not as a people or a pebble or a rock. People, pebble, rock, matter. You must understand that you are a living soul. Soul, sola, from the word sal, S-A-L. When you understand that you are energy inside that body, what will happen is that you will see yourself stuck in that body because your chakras are clogged up. Chakras are portals, energy, absorb energy. And reflect energy. You have what you call an aura. And that aura now is almost protected by the social distance. That is about the size of your aura, 6 feet. Six, the word six, S-I-X, is a vowel in the Semitic languages, the first form of speaking. And this vowel means to bring together. That's why you have S-I-X, and then you have S-E-X. See? So then you have the S-E and the X, which means unknown. And that goes into other breakdown of the six. But the six originally is called the WA. The WA, W-A, it means joining. And when you know the WA and you join and you know that your energy, then your job is to join that energy that's not in the body, that energy that seeks to get connected. You have been disconnected with what we call the chakra, the crown chakra, and then you have other chakras that's blocked. It's blocked by your thoughts. It's blocked by what you consume as far as your eating, what you consume as far as your time, your thinking. It's consumed by your environment, the environment that they put you in. When you're walking in your shoes or your slippers, you're not grounded with the earth. You see, the earth, the body is the earth. Grounded, you can actually elevate yourself. You see, and you can reach your oversoul, which is a reservoir of energy that's yours. So long as they can keep your eyes, ears, taste buds, smelling, and feeling on other things that that pleases your body, far as your vehicle, your body, your dense body, what you like to wear, who you know, things like that. You know, it that takes you away from who you are and what you're supposed to be. Now, getting back to the women who want to take their child to school, you are the schoolmaster. You are the school teacher. The woman is the school teacher. You need to teach your own children. And what I'm going to do, and hold me to this, I'm going to show you how you can teach your own children and then deal with the laws of what they call federal, the laws of the state, which is the Constitution of the state, the Constitution of federals, the city ordinances, the laws that you live by in your district. They will be able to understand. They are unruly children. Right now, when they don't know the law, they are unruly children. If they respect the law will respect them as of now. But as we get more into this robotic system, then it's going to change. So when we talk about talk, T-A-L-K, and we talk about talk, T-O-R-Q-U-E, it sounds the same, but it's not. So the same thing about what we say today, and if you go back, you see that what I said today is what I said, what they call yesterday. And if you listen closely and go a little bit slow, yes, today. Today is always today. With the Lord is 1,000 years. 1,000 years is one day. So your yesterday is today. We are in the now. We're not in the past. We're not in the future. We're in right now. So that's how you have to think. You have to take your time to learn what you need to do, what you need to learn, so you can be that master teacher for your creation that you call children, that I suggest that you call duplications, so you'll have a closer bond. Now, getting back to this overall view of who I am and what I have done and what I will explain in this, what we call new cycle or this new school. But for those that I met and I've tried to tell them that they are not going nowhere, they are angry people, angry men, angry women, greedy men, greedy women that have been programmed to go against themselves and to trick everybody. You did not trick me, okay? I gave you time after time, right? Until your caseload was, you went against everything that I represent. When you speak to a righteous man, you give a righteous greeting. The righteous greeting could be peace be upon you. And what is peace? Peace is what we call the absence of confusion. That means that you're not going to talk to me every day telling me, putting in my spirit, things that don't make sense. So that's another thing. You have to, as a tribal leader in this new queendom, you must leave people who are not alike with you. You must find new things on what to do. So all this is real. This real is so real that we can apply this to what they call Israel. You see, and not Israel as a religion, but Israel as a force of your energy combining with other energies that's alike, that understands the policies that come together as a block of what they call votes, if that's what you want to say, learning the politics, learning this, learning that. The policy is the politics is the policy. Rules is RU, which rule means energy. LE means the energy. So the rules, the energy that pertains to the policy is enforced by the overseers who are the middlemen, which they call policy men, policemen, policewomen, all right? You must know this. Those leaders who call themselves black, the word black is the word block, where they block you. You be lacking. Be lack. B-L-A-C-K. Black. Black. Be lack. Black. Okay? It was a word given to the slaves so they can have something to think about, but nothing to do. It would do nothing to those who gave you that word. But if I say you are Swad or Saud, ah, shucks, that's enough. If I say you put triple darkness, ah, shucks. You know what I'm saying? That's a different outlook. So what you have to do, you have to understand that this is your time. You are the master teacher of your children. If you learn what you need to learn. Other than that, you just giving your children away. You are calling them children. Children. Listen to the word chill. Anything that got chill in it, no, you don't want that. Duplication. 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 You see, that will give you more status, state, us. So we leave this with the prayer, which is our Father who art in heaven, holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgave those who trespass against us. As we proceed to new life, new living, and new teachings from that, our creators, the many creators who create man and woman, the womb man, up, up, big up to you all, big up. This is Gate Master Spark, I-9 Gabriel the 19. Lil Agigi.